What a week for us in terms of signings. Big signing we've made. Well, it's not been confirmed, but it's all but confirmed. Ebere Chieze, welcome back to Arsenal in advance. Yeah, amazing signing. Amazing story. Yeah, it's just... great signing, and I'm looking forward to what he can do for us, because I know he's going to have a huge impact. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to him showcasing his ability and also elevating his game, because I think it's been spoken about a lot, rightly so. He's coming to a bigger club, and the level is higher, so he's going to have to raise his game, and I have no doubt he will, given the player that he is, given the love that he has for the club. It should be very interesting from that point of view. But it's an amazing signing for us, and I think initially, first 24 hours, it was a lot of excitement that I had, but now I'm kind of like, okay, we're serious, you know, we've got Eze. He's a player that we really needed to get, in my opinion, because we just don't have a lot of Mavericks. Now we do. We've got him, we've got Trossard, we've got Saka. We've got Odegaard, Dalman, Waneri. It's quite a few creative players. I think opposition defences will be quite worried if they're not already. I think we're in a good position from an attacking midfield, attacking perspective now. And I think that's quite positive for me, because in the past I've criticised the club for not really going for it when it comes to that attacking department. And I think they've pretty much done that, although there could be still additions, and that's something to bear in mind and not something to be too surprised about, because when we look at what we're up against in terms of City and Liverpool, you know, they've got very good players in all these positions I'm mentioning. So if we can't sort of match them, then it's going to be difficult. That's just the reality. But the way I see us now, I'm confident to say it, and I don't think it's really anything for me saying it. Yeah, we're title contenders once again. Yes, I know, and hopefully we can get over the line in terms of winning the Premier League or winning the Champions League, because we've got more than enough players. I think, you know, the key thing now is we're going to be pretty unpredictable. You wouldn't really be able to guess who's playing where and when on a given day. And I think that unpredictability makes it very difficult to prepare for us from an opposition perspective. And hopefully that should be the difference. You know, we're going to puzzle people a lot. Arteta's going to have to be more tactically flexible, which I think he won't have a problem doing. I've seen signs, or I think there are signs that he's going to be a bit more flexible in his approach, you know, taking off players in the 60th minute in the last game. Hopefully that's a trend that can continue, because if you've got such good quality players on the bench, there's no need to play your starters for 90 minutes, run them into the ground, risk injury, etc., so on and so forth. So I'm happy from that perspective. And I'm just looking forward to the Leeds game. I think the atmosphere will be great. I think their signing of Eze will sort of almost have an effect on the scoreline. You know, I've gone for a 2-0 prediction on my record that I have of predictions each week, but I do think it could be more than that. But look, we'll have to see. I think from a performance perspective, last week was not great. It's not rocket science to, you don't need to study rocket science to know that, to come up with that opinion. So yeah, hopefully we can improve upon that performance. And I think that's what I'm really looking for. And hence why my scoreline prediction is pretty modest, because I just don't feel like you can perform like that one week and then suddenly just be completely different. Although it's quite possible, but it's just me being very conservative and just being harsh on the team. But yeah, hopefully they can show what they're really about at home tomorrow, because or later today, because yeah, it's important that we sort of perform at a very high level, because we've got very difficult football matches in the next couple of weeks. We're going to Anfield next week, although I'm not really worried about that. I feel like it's more pressure on them, as you would expect. They're at home. They've spent a lot of money. We've spent money. I don't care or know who spent more, but the bottom line is both teams have spent a lot of money, and, you know, they just won the Premier League, so naturally they're favourites for this game and for the Premier League. And I just sort of relish going to Anfield and sort of upsetting them, because they're rivals and they're pretty stubborn, difficult, annoying rivals, I might add. I put them right up there with Man City in terms of title rivals, as you can imagine. And then in terms of just hatred, not hatred of the club, but, you know, things can spill over between fans and all of that. I'm not really keen on their fans. I think they're pretty entitled. And yeah, just a bit arrogant. So, you know, if we can humble them, which we've tended to do of recent, to be fair, yeah, that would be great. I'm just thinking back to Martinelli sitting down Trent or doing something like that at the Emirates. I mean, on a number of occasions, to be honest. And then us scoring like in the first minute against them at home. They just can't play at the Emirates. It's like they lose their heads, you know. So, yeah, I just want to go to their backyard and beat them, which I think we can. I think we might. I think we probably will, to be honest. Don't really fear them. Maybe probably will is a bit of a stretch. But yeah, we're definitely going to give them a game. And I think that's a very difficult game to call, to be honest. They're quite strong from an attacking point of view, but defensively, there's quite a few questions, in my opinion. Van Dijk and Konate just lack authority. Saliba and Gabriel just don't. So when you look at that, maybe that's going to be the difference, because I think Gyökeres just absolutely bodies both of them. I don't think he's scared of Van Dijk for a minute, and Konate, same thing. They just don't have that aura, you know. They're missing it. I don't know if it's because they're older. Their heads are a bit. Konate's head's a bit turned. He's not really sure. Am I here at Liverpool? Am I going to leave? I'm not really sure what's quite on the guy's mind. So that's my take on them. But yeah, look, time will tell. There's no point in me giving all this talk and then we go there and we lose 3-0 or 2-0 or something like that. But I don't think that's what's going to happen, hence why I'm talking the way I am. And yeah, time will tell. Time will tell. But look, tomorrow, big game. Leeds at home, need to improve that performance, get the result as well, get the 3 points, move on. That's the only way we should be looking at it. At Leeds United, they've just come up, we're at home, no excuses not to win. So I expect nothing but a W-I-N.